On today's episode, we talk about some news, including the return of the dining plan and the new extended evening hours for select hotel guests. Plus, we have another edition of CTM Faves, where we talk about our favorite show attractions. This is episode 356 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm good, Mr. Jared. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know what happened to June, but I'm good.
Yeah, I can't believe, like, it literally went by in a flash. Like, crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty sure, I was saying in the pre-show, the TVA is real from Loki, and we're in some sort of strange... Honestly, if you were to tell me that's what happened, I would, like, I would buy it. At this point in my life, I'd just like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been crazy weather-wise, too, because it's been... I mean, obviously, it always rains in summer in Florida. It always does. But it's been, like, crazy, crazy rain every single day, multiple times a day. Like, I didn't do this last year, you know, like it's very different.
Yeah. Well, you know, my whole point was being, if you went back and like, if you could go tell 5 years ago, you tell your, like, you go back in time and you're like, hey, and you explain all the things that have happened between then and like then and now, they would just be like, no, they haven't.
You lie.
Like, no, it's real. And they'd be like, wow, everything I know is a lie. And then they would believe and be like, by the way, I think there's a time loop going on. Like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation I have.
Or like a branched off timeline or something.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That's my guess. Somebody found Infinity Stones and they did something because...
Yeah.
Because June was 2 weeks long and that was it.
I don't know. I like it.
But yeah, so we're not just going to theorize about timelines. Could, but tomorrow we're going to go to Disney to check out the fireworks. So the fireworks are back tomorrow, and then we'll be
more specifically Happily Ever After.
Excuse me. Well,
because Epcot Forever is back, but Happily Ever After is better.
Sorry, Happily Ever After fireworks. Either at this point, I think Disney people would take a guy in a tank top shooting off a bottle rocket. And they'd be like,
"Oh, it's Castle."
I'm fairly certain. That'd be funny. I have a theory. I think if you were to play Happily Ever After, and it was just a guy with bottle rockets at the bottom of the castle.
America!
No, not even that. He's just shooting off bottle rockets. You would still have people crying. There would still be tears.
Probably. People need fireworks. They need them back.
They'd be like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's just scratching his belly, shooting off bottle rockets. But you don't have to settle for that. There's going to be fireworks coming back. So,
that's true.
And then on Friday, we are going to Blizzard Beach, which I've never been to Blizzard Beach.
Been 24, 25 years since I've been, so.
Oh, okay.
A long time.
Gotcha.
Their kids never been either, so.
Yeah, so we're going to go check that out. Yeah. But today we're going to talk about some news, and then we're going to talk about our favorite show attractions at Disney.
Yes.
Because now the show attractions are coming back. You can go see them, and you might be thinking, which ones are the best? And then we'll kind of tell you what we think, and then you can... agree with us or disagree, I suppose, but that's
sure.
We'll do that. So, but before we get to the news, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network. We have the Capture the Magic Universal podcast, where we talk about Universal Studios, and that is once a month. You can catch on this feed or on its own feed, and that one's going to be coming out in 2 weeks.
It'll be coming out in, about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, I don't know exactly the topic on that one yet, but if you're curious about Universal Studios, you can go check that out. We also have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's Trip Report show, where she has somebody on once a month, and they review their trip. And it's people always enjoy it, and it's really good for trip planning because there's a lot of detail in those episodes. So, and then when's the next one coming out there?
Not for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
I had just come out on Monday.
That's right. Janelle's was out on Monday. I was trying to remember. If you well, if you want early access to TripTales plus everything else you get in Club 32, you should join Club 32. So like I said, you get early access to TripTales, you get Cool Kids Kitchen, which is our monthly cooking show where we cook a Disney dish on a Friday night, and it's always a good time. We have Club 32 Speakeasy, where I basically just go live on the back porch and just chat with everybody, and always fun. Rant Corner, which two of those came out today on the feed because I'd missed last month, so I made up for it. Although I'm tempted to change the name because I don't know. It's not really ranting as much as it's just me. I don't really know.
You can call it Chat Corner.
Yeah. Like I was saying on the show, I don't want to become like, you know, like Bill Burr talks about, I don't want to be like bitter old man that's yelling at everybody to get off his yard. I don't want to be that.
Well,
so,
because it's more or less. The shoe fits.
I don't yell at people to get my yard unless they're on my yard. Anyways. It's more like Jared has questions. Anyways, okay. Two of those. And then those are, and then we have Marvel chats as well. So those are all on the Club 32 podcast feed, including you get live versions of this episode. We're live right now in Club 32. And you get 20% off of CTM apparel on top of that. So if you want to go join there, you can go to ctmvip.com. And you got yearly or monthly options or even a free trial. You can try it out, see if it's for you. And we do live streams in the parks as well. So we're going to be live streaming Happily Ever After and Blizzard Beach and all that stuff. And there's a private Facebook group. There's tons of stuff there. So again, ctmvip.com. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. And of course, if you're looking to go to Disney or Universal, first off, you should probably get a trip on the books because it's booking up quickly. Yes. But if you're in the market to do that, then you should check out Zippity Doodah Travel. If you go to travelwithzip.com, there's a quick form there you can fill out. Tell them what you're looking to do, whatever details you have about your trip. They will hook you up with an agent, and they'll basically just help you plan a great trip. And it's free to use, so it's basically a free travel assistant that basically takes a bunch of work off your shoulders, and you don't have to worry about as much stuff. And again, it's free. It's free to you. So and if you book at least a three-night package with Zip, we're going to throw in some gifts as well. So you can get a free shirt from us. You're going to get $10 in shop credit. And then Zip is also going to give you some sort of gift at the resort as well. So again, go to travelwithzip.com and fill out that form there. And they'll know that we sent you, but you can tell them as well if you'd like, but they'll know. But okay, let's talk about the news. We've got quite a bit here. So the first one we have is extended evening hours and dining plan is set to return.
Yes. So Disney announced this today. This call comes from Disney Parks blog, so I'm just kind of like summarize what they wrote, but yeah, it was announced, back, I don't know, January, maybe February. They were going to do an early theme park entry, like extra magic hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They were bringing that back, but just 30 minutes before park entry. And that was for all hotel guests and guests from other select hotels. Well, we have a date. October 1st is when that is starting. Plus, they are instituting a extended evening hours, which is basically extra magic hours at night. It doesn't say how long it will be. I'm guessing 2 or 3 hours like before, but this is only exclusively for deluxe hotel and deluxe villa guests this time. And we'll talk about that more in just a second. They want to make sure that you make park reservations for that day if you don't have a hopper, and then to make sure you've scanned in and that park before you can watch them and all that stuff in the article as well. And then they also want to make sure that you know that dining plans are coming back. That is literally the only information they give. It's just that it's going to happen. We just don't know. We just haven't told you when it's going to happen.
And they haven't said anything about free dining either.
They said nothing about free dining. They literally said, speaking of Disney resort hotel stays, we know many of you are also wondering when Disney dining plan packages will return. While we're not ready to share an update on timing, we are planning to bring this guest favorite option back at a later date.
Yeah.
That's basically what it says.
I'll be surprised if free dining comes back.
The free portion, like yes, when they used to do it in the fall?
I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
They still may, but it'd be very, even before COVID, it was becoming much more limited and limited and limited as each year went on.
Well, so they do. They used to offer it for obviously you guests in the U.S. like with packages and
right.
Okay, it's a huge like sales gimmick for international guests.
I was going to say, I can see them using it for international to lure them kind of back over, but not for U.S. basically.
So do you think it would just make it for international?
I could see it. I mean, they really don't. I don't know. Who knows? I don't really think they need it. I mean, they started the free dining after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think they're having an issue with Americans coming back to the parks. The issue will be once international can, are they tentative to come back? They may not have. I mean, we'll see. I would just be kind of surprised if they brought it back exactly how it was.
Yeah. But. Yeah, it'll be different. Everything is a little different, right?
It very much is. But
I do want to mention too, again, we talked about the exit and evening hours just for deluxe resort guests and deluxe villas. People are not super happy about this, mainly the ones that mostly stay moderate or value. So here's the thing. They stripped away all of the perks of staying being a hotel guest, right?
Yes.
Like in the last year, you know, there was no more complimentary magic bands, you know, magical expresses going away. What else? Let's see, fast passes are gone, all that stuff. And extra magic hours was one of those things that left. So they're bringing it back, but just in a different way. This is just a way for Disney to get you to stay in deluxe accommodations and spend more money.
It is. It's very similar to what Universal does with their fast pass version of their system. So if you're unaware of, like, if you stay at a Premier type hotel with them, you get
Universal
Express Pass included in your park stay, which is a big money saver if you plan on using it. I'm glad that Disney is doing something for hotel guests, I'll put it that way, because like you said, it over the years they've spread all of the early booking, all the perks that were to be on Disney property, they spread it to all the ones that are the Good Neighbor hotels, to where it kind of makes it diminishes, like, well, why would you stay at Disney property? So I'm kind of surprised they did it just to the deluxe and the villas, but at the same time, it could turn those almost into more almost after hours events. If it depends on how long they're going to go on,
right?
I'm a little surprised. I mean, I think having it just to Disney resort guests would have been nice, but maybe they're trying to make it a little bit more exclusive, and I get it too. They're just trying to get people to, add a perk as a staying deluxe. So, I mean, you still get, everybody gets the early access portion.
Correct.
This is just kind of like an extra perk thing. So I'm not surprised. Well, okay. I'm not surprised. I like the move in a way that they're giving it to resort guests. I'm a little surprised that they did it the way they did, but at the same time too, we kind of know they wanted to reorganize things. So it's not a huge surprise.
And there was a question I kept seeing pop up all over social media about, what if you rent points at DVC? What if you have, you don't have the blue card, you have the white card or whatever. It's just, if you are staying in a deluxe villa, deluxe hotel, if you are staying there for that night or whatever, then you will be let in for the exit and evening hours. So they don't ask you to show your DVC status. I, for one, am okay with this. If you still get there early, the morning one,
so you can have a long day. You can,
right, you can have a long day. And this is just select nights. This is not every night. Whereas the early morning, not early morning magic hours, early entry, whatever it's called, is every single day and every single park.
Yeah.
This is just select parks, select days for the evening.
I remember when I first started going to Disney with you, I mean, the magic hours in the evenings were one of the favorite things that they would do.
I mean,
there were times where I think they had a couple of times the parks opened to like 1 a.m.
Oh gosh, 1, 2, 3, depending on.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. And it was, it's very much how the after hours events are now.
Correct.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it plays out, but it's, interesting to say the least.
Yes.
Other bit of news that came out that'll have some people racing for registration is Run Disney in-person races are returning this fall.
Yeah, so Run Disney canceled all of the races. Let's see, post Princess Half Marathon in 2020, so back in February. So anything that happened after that, they canceled. was just not happening.
It was all virtual.
Yeah, everything was virtual. I'm sorry, in person was canceled. They did virtual races, and that, you know, they're still doing that, but they are bringing in person races back, and they have announced 4 events that will be starting this fall. So Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend will be November 4th through 7th of this year. Walt Disney World Marathon weekend will be January 5th through 9th of 2022. Disney Princess Half Marathon, February 24th through 27th. And Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend, presented by Otterbox, March 31st through April 3rd. And so more information about this Springtime Surprise. It says each race season, the 4th weekend will be the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend that will include different race themes and distances each year. There's a Disney Princess Sunrise Yoga on the first morning of the Disney Princess Half Marathon. Run Disney will host the Sunshine Yoga in front of Cinderella Castle, which I know they did that for cast members just recently. Like, did yoga like a sunrise. It's kind
of
cool.
I've heard of it before. Interesting.
So that's kind of cool. And then obviously virtual races, and then the Run Disney Kids races during each event weekend will become Run Disney Kids Adventures, focused on health, fitness, and fun for kids. So the only thing we know about the theming so far is for Wine and Dine, and that one is Wickedly Delicious. And that's all Disney villain themed.
Mm-hmm.
5K, 10K, half marathon, Disney 2-course challenge, post-race party, after-hours stuff. Yeah. So, there's been no information about registration yet, but I'm sure people are just going to be clamoring to get registered for these races since, you know, they didn't happen at all last year after Princess Half. So
there's a lot of people that like the the races.
Do you notice something that is missing from these races? You may not.
I don't know.
Star Wars race weekends?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
So they may not have announced it yet, but it's so close to when this Springtime Surprise weekend is, it may not happen. There's usually like in April, like after Easter usually.
Yeah.
I don't know though. So that's interesting. But we'll see.
Maybe they decided it's bad for the brand. I don't know. Star Wars weekends?
I think people really liked it.
No, I just meant the running part. I don't know. Who knows
what you don't like running. I know.
Well, it is not my thing at all. But I understand there's a big segment of people that love it.
Yeah.
And my thing is the whole waking up at like 3 or 4 in the morning to do it.
I know. I'm not going to make you do that. I wouldn't want to do that either.
I was trying to say, I don't think you want to do
it. No, I don't. I'm not a Disney run race girl. Sorry. See, I can understand why people like it, but my thing is,
I would 100% oversleep.
Yes, you would.
I would just be like, my body would just be like, we're not doing this.
Like, if you want to start the race at 11 p.m., I'm in. But
we run it at midnight?
But 6 a.m.? Nah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so for those of you that enjoy that, there you go. You got that to look forward to coming back. All right, the next piece of news we have is the Contemporary Rooms are getting an incredible refurb. Like, was basically, it's our confirmed rumor was that that's what they were doing. It wasn't really that much of a hidden secret. That's what they were doing.
Yeah. But I mean, you could kind of see if you went into like where they're doing the refurb, if you looked in, you could see through the windows, you could see the theming. Anyway,
they weren't really trying to hide it that much.
No. Yeah. So they're taking the rooms as they are, you know, have been, and changing them to theme to The Incredibles. It's very retro, modern, kind of Tomorrowland.
It kind of reminds me of Cabana Bay a little bit.
A little bit like Cabana Bay.
Obviously, Cabana Bay is more beach, but this, like, the styling is similar.
This is more like big city, mid-century modern. Whereas Cabana Bay is more like Florida Beach.
Right. I just mean the time era is similar. Right. Honestly, it reminds me a lot of even too, like Jetsons look. a little bit. Like that's what
kind of, yeah, that's
like
true.
A stylized like 1950s, 1960s.
But. Yeah. So currently all 9 floors of guest rooms in the tower are being completely refurbished. And in the Disney Parks blog article, you can see the pictures of what it's going to look like. And it's debuting this fall. I don't know if it's going to be by October 1st, but maybe close to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. They've got, I mean, there's an Edna pillow. There's a, what's his name? The Frozone pillow, custom artwork. I don't know. The window is now more enclosed. Remember how the window was like floor to ceiling and it took up the whole side of the room. Well, it's not like that anymore. It's more enclosed, which, okay, that's fine. Very stylish. The bathroom is very modern. It doesn't really look mid-century modern.
Yeah.
Just modern.
Bathroom
modern.
Looks like your typical Disney bathroom.
Yeah. Just a lot of touches. It's not overly themed. I think it's subtle enough, but it's like what we have been talking about they should do with Tomorrowland. Make it like a, like what you think it would look like in the, like a retro Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
This is kind of like that. So maybe that's what they're going for. So.
I think it looks kind of cool. I mean, again, I think the contemporary needs this. And I think if the contemporary wanted to be, if this is what they're going to do with the whole resort, I think they should. I think it'd be a good look for the contemporary because I feel like it's kind of been a resort that doesn't really have much of an identity in the past like 10 to 20 years maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think they look cool.
Yeah. Once they get done with the tower, they're going to move on to the garden wing rooms.
Garden.
Which are huge.
Yeah.
And then they're also refurbing the Wave of American Flavors. And the rumor is that it's going to be rethemed and it's going to be called Steakhouse 71. Which there's a Steakhouse 55 in Disneyland.
Right.
55 being when Disneyland opened, 71 being when Disney World opened.
Right.
I don't know if that's true, just a rumor, but that's where we are.
You know, I've always liked the Wave, but I know the Wave is, for the most part, kind of underwhelming to them. It doesn't get a lot of traffic in there. Like, it's not hard to get a reservation there.
It's usually not hard, no.
Yeah, so we might be seeing the Contemporary go through a little bit of a makeover in the next, you know, few years and...
Little bit, man.
Little bit by a lot.
Scrim all over the place in that.
Well, in that tower. Yes, it does look weird with that scrim all over there, but
yeah.
So, all right. Well, next bit of news we have is basically a bunch of restaurants have been announced to reopen at Disney.
This is exciting. All right, so Citricos, that's at Grand Floridian. I always do that, by the way. Grand Floridian is now going to be rethemed to Mary Poppins Returns. They're taking subtle cues from the movie's animated sequence. The dining room brings guests into a fanciful garden setting where you can trip a little light fantastic as you experience the restaurant surrounded by the glow from decorative lamps and chandeliers. It's like the chairs look like her bag. The flowery bag, you know, it was just kind of cool. There is a whole new menu, and I won't go over the dishes and everything, but they all looks very good. Let's see. Citricos is opening July 15th, and you can start booking it July 1st for reservations. So if you're listening to this Thursday, today, you can book today.
Yes.
Trails End Restaurant at Fort Wilderness will reopen July 17th. With hearty family-style skillets for breakfast and dinner. I do want to mention the menu for this. So, mosey on over to Fort Wilderness. Start your morning with an oven-fresh pastry basket and berry granola yogurt parfait for the table, followed by a hearty family-style skillet with smoked brisket and eggs, bacon, sausage, and cheesy potato casserole. Of course, no breakfast is complete without Mickey waffles. Got it. Okay. Dinner is a rootin' tootin' good time that starts with hush puppies and skillet cornbread with a chopped garden salad. The family-style smokehouse skillet comes with pecan smoked brisket, rotisserie chicken, I don't know that word, sausage, fingerling potatoes, green beans, and butter corn on the cob. Pork spare ribs, peel and eat shrimp, and cornbread crust with salmon are all available tasty add-ons. Did you notice what is not on the menu?
I did.
What is that?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is not there.
I don't know why they're doing this on Sunday.
Why do they do this? It's like whatever people love. They're like, we're not going to have it. Sorry.
Lobster mac and cheese. I'm calling your name. It's, well, they're doing rotisserie chicken. So they have chicken. But they're choosing to do...
It's rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't know. But anyway, there, that's most of the food that this will be at dinner.
But hey, it's coming breakfast. Back.
It so is coming
it's
back.
It's opening up.
It is coming back. But the add-on thing again, like they have at Cape May where lobster and crab legs are add-on. So is the shrimp, the ribs, and the salmon.
Yeah, crazy. And again, I think a lot of this stuff Disney's wanted to reshuffle for a while, and this is just you're using this opportunity to kind of just do that on a lot of fronts.
Yeah, probably. And then in awesome yay news, Casey's Corner has reopened. It reopened well today, June 30th. This is very exciting because it's been closed since, you know, pandemic shut everything down, and it's quite popular. You will find me with some corn dog nuggets and a mint julep lemonade in my hand tomorrow.
Okay.
Just so you know. Very exciting. And Plaza Ice Cream Parlor is opening July 7th. That's a great day. That's a great day.
It is a great day. I wonder why it's a great day.
It's a great day.
That's Jamie's birthday,
guys. It is my birthday. Yeah. And there's more menu items to look at here. Eight Spoon Cafe has reopened in Disney's Animal Kingdom, including the pulled pork jelly donut sandwich. Have you seen that?
It's
intense.
I don't know how I feel about that. I like my pulled pork by it. Pulled pork's perfectly fine on its own. I don't think it needs any. It doesn't really need any accessories.
No sweets.
Yeah.
Dino Diner and Animal Kingdom will reopen July 4th as well. Salt and Straw, which is a popular ice cream shop at Downtown Disney, is heading to Disney Springs next year. So it'll be a couple months before it opens. And then there's this new offering, which is kind of weird. It started today, June 30th. So Disney Family Night Dinner. This playful family-style dinner bundle includes a takeout shareable meal, sweet treats, and an original card-type game inspired by some of your favorite Disney friends for your family and friends to enjoy. Disney Family Night Dinner is available from 5 to 10 p.m. through mobile order and at the two resort locations offering this three-course takeaway meal that serves 3 to 4. It's offered at Citadel Market at Caribbean Beach and Gasparilla Island Grill at Grand Floridian. I don't know what the price is, but I think it's like $80-something dollars. $89?
Roasted Jamaican-style chicken, fried yuca, cilantro rice, vegetables, Caribbean pull-apart rolls with the guava butter.
Oh, they took that from Sebastian's.
A lot of this is Sebastian's. That Jamaican style chicken.
It's all from Sebastian's.
Yeah,
but is it Center Town?
That's interesting. And then decorate your own Mickey and Minnie cookies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gasparilla, theirs is garden salad, savory lasagna, two Mickey shaped cheese or pepperoni pizzas. And mini cheesecake with strawberry sauce, whipped cream, and fresh berries. That's an interesting idea, especially with families with like small kids like ourselves, where sometimes going to restaurants is a bit of a hassle and a whole thing.
Sometimes.
Well.
No, they're fine. We love them.
They're fantastic. It's just baby Thor, when he eats, he's loud. And he'll let you know when he's hungry. But no, it's an interesting idea, like to do more stuff like that, like especially at the resort, so you can just get it to go. So I would be curious about the price. I mean, if it was three star, I wouldn't be surprised if $80 is what it is.
I think it's $89.
I'd be curious how big the portions are.
Well, enough to serve 3 to 4.
Right, but so. 3 to 4. How big are these people?
Like two adults, two kids, maybe. Like
yeah,
I think that's
I would be curious how
that
is, but
yeah,
I mean, I'm sure this might be sort of a test run they're doing to see how it does, and then if it does really well, they'll probably expand it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very similar to the Twilight Feast. Similar, but not the same.
Kind of. Because you can get this wherever you are. I mean, you can mobile order this, but like
you
Twilight Feast is directly to your room.
Yeah, so Twilight Feast is if you're staying at the Polynesian, you can, or at least I don't know if they're doing it. Coming back open,
said anything.
But you can get Ohana basically like room service to your room.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I've always wanted to do, and every time we've stayed there, it's now been closed. So twice in the past year, and it's closed both times. But
yummy food coming is available now, so that's exciting.
Lots of food. And the last piece of news we have is Florida resident and pass holder late summer discounts are available for select resorts.
All right. So it says delight in special summer rates on rooms at select Disney resort hotels for stays most nights, August 8th through September 4th, 2021. For example, stay in a standard room at Disney's Pop Century Resort for just $149 plus tax per night and make the most of your annual pass. You have to book through June 30th through September 4th. You can take advantage of this pass holder only booking window and reserve now before Florida residents can begin booking on July 7th. They're also offering, this offering to Pop Century, Coronado Springs, and a king bedroom, Art of Animation Family Suite, and Grand Floridian Outer Building Garden View. So those are the places that they're offering the discount for, which makes me think those are the ones that they're having a hard time filling.
Yeah. So the Pop Century is $149 a night. This is before tax and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Coronado Springs is $249 a night. Art of Animation Family Suite is $349 a night. And then the Grand Floridian is $449 per night.
That $349 for a family suite is actually a very good price for that.
Yeah.
It's usually a lot more than that.
Yeah. I mean, usually when they do pass holder or Florida resident things, it's they use that as ways when they're having a hard time getting those to sell.
Yeah.
So
I contacted Lauren from Zippity-Doo-Dah Travel, our agent, and she saved us $10 on our August Pop Century stay.
Oh, well, thank you, Lauren.
There you go.
Say, you too can save 10% off your car insurance by switching to Geico. But
thanks.
They're not a sponsor, though, so you can't.
Fine.
All right. Jamie has a poll time.
Poll time. So what kind of fireworks person are you? What about you, Jared?
This sounds deep and, like, introspective. What do you mean, fireworks person?
Like, how do you feel about fireworks?
I mean,
at Disney.
Oh, I enjoy them.
Yeah. So the options were sometimes watch, sometimes don't watch. 52% of people said that. Watch them every time, 34%. Take advantage of the low waits, so I do rides, 10%. No thanks, I'll beat the rush back to the hotel, 3%.
You know, before living down here, I would have said probably most of the time watch the fireworks, but now that, you know, we go as much as we do. I mean, I'll watch them tomorrow night because I haven't seen them for a while. But
right.
I could see myself taking advantage of some lower wait times on some rides. Like being able to ride a ride that you can see the fireworks on, like Big Thunder Mountain or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train
Splash.
With the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty cool.
A couple people said that too. They would rather ride the rides and then watch the fireworks from there. I'm like, there you go. Yeah.
What about you? What is yours?
I am a... sometimes watch, sometimes don't. Because if I'm going on vacation, like if it's like a week-long vacation, I'm not probably going to want to watch Happily Ever After 7 times. You know what I mean?
Well, and then you also, before you even saw Happily Ever After, you were convinced you had seen it. You remember that?
It's because I had edited the video so much. Oh, fine.
We were at, for those that don't know, we were at Magic Kingdom. This is, what, 3 years ago? 2 years ago, something like that. And we're at Magic Kingdom, and I was like, okay, well, let's go, you know, see Happily Ever After. And Jamie's like, oh, well, I've seen it. It's no big deal. And I was like, you haven't seen it. Like, no, I've seen it. I'm like, no, I know for a fact you haven't seen it. And she was convinced that she had seen it. And the reason she thought she had is because at that time we were doing the vlogs, and I had videotaped it, and she had watched it
over and over and over again while I'm editing it.
Yeah. So there's a thing of, it was a really weird stance for me to take, which I was definitive that she had not experienced something that she thought she had, because I knew that she had not, because at that point that's when it was like really new.
Why hadn't I seen it before? But you
because
had.
I had gone down with a buddy. It was just me.
Oh, that's right.
And you didn't go. And it was so it was basically the first time you'd been at Disney since Happily Ever After was
that's
on.
That's right. Okay.
And I was like, there is no way you have seen this. And then during the show, she was like, you're right, I haven't seen this. I'm like, yes, I entered. Yeah, but.
Fine, Jared. You win.
It's just a very strange stance to take of like, you have not experienced this. Like, yes, I have. No.
I have watched it since then.
Yes, you have. So, all right. Well, thank you for the poll time. And if you would like to participate in a poll time, you can join the Capture Magic Facebook community. Yep. That's where the poll times happen.
And I realized I didn't do one last week.
You didn't?
It was Father's Day. We were gone and I didn't put one out there.
Did you get hate mail?
Thank goodness. No, I didn't get any hate mail, but I felt bad. So sorry about last week, but thank you for this week.
Way to go.
I know.
Well, before we get to our topic discussion, I just want to remind you guys, if you want to check out some awesome Disney shirts, if you're going to go to the parks or you just want to wear them wherever you're at. They make for fantastic wear in the parks or at home or just out and about. You can go to ctmshirts.com, and we just released the Tower of Terror collection. So you got the Dwight Schrute assistant to the regional bellhop, because if you're aware of Dwight, he didn't get to, in this world of timelines we have, Dwight didn't get to run his bed and breakfast with the devil.
No.
But he did get to be the assistant to the regional bellhop at the Hollywood Tower Hotel. Mm-hmm. And he lets people know when their checkout time is, which is never. And then we also have the Hollywood Tower Hotel, who has their new shirts out because they're trying to get rid of that pesky rumor that their elevators don't work. Mm-hmm. So they put it on the shirt that the elevators work and that they promise. So, but you can check those out. You can go to ctmshirts.com. And if you get two or more, we will throw in, there's some stickers that are about those designs you'll get for free as well. And those will be shipping out very soon. The screen will be in any day now. So kind of a little bit of pre-order. But yeah, so again, ctmshirts.com. And if you're a Club 32 member, you get 20% off the shirts all the time.
Yeah.
It's like a constant sale year round.
That's right.
Like Christmas every single day, if you wanted it to be.
It's great. That sounds great.
It does sound great.
Christmas every day.
Anyway, yeah. If you want to join Club 32, ctmvip.com. So, okay. Well, let's talk about, we're doing a little CTM faves on show attractions.
Yeah.
So we've got some best and worst.
Our faves and our not so faves.
Yes. So
you want to do the best ones first?
No, let's do the worst first.
You want to do the worst
first?
Yeah,
you do the best. You save the best for last.
All right.
It's bad luck to do the other way.
All right.
Right.
So we're going five, number five, number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go up. Yeah.
Okay.
So what is our number five worst attraction?
Okay. I'll preface this with saying I haven't seen it since they changed it again, but the Up Bird Show.
Was this the third or fourth time they've changed it? All I know is this,
I don't know.
This bird show was perfectly fine as it was.
Flights of Wonder?
Yeah. It was perfectly fine. It was birds doing bird tricks.
Birds doing birds.
I'm in. Listen, you're like, hey, we got birds and they do tricks. Be like, what do they do? Will they fly between people? Be like, all right, I'll watch this. This is fantastic. Right. Like, okay, that show, but we're going to tone down the birds and bring in Up characters that aren't really Up character. I mean, they look like them, but it is going to be really awkward and it's not as much birds.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, if there's any show, like, I would have walked out of this. I wanted to walk out of it.
Yeah. It was just, we just didn't find it very interesting. I know there's some people that like it, but it's there just weren't not
a
for
lot,
us.
There weren't a lot of people that did.
Not really.
Although I have heard, I know at least once or twice has been through, like, a rewriting with comedians.
Yeah. Well, and, like, last time, someone said that they watched it recently. And the characters, it was just the dog. I think it was just the dog that came out.
Oh, you mean they got rid of, what's the kid's name from the movie?
Doug and Russell.
Yeah, so they got rid of.
Either they got rid of Doug or got rid of Russell. I can't remember which one she said. And they didn't really talk much. So I wonder if.
Which makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
Because again, it's a show about birds.
You don't like birds anyway. I know.
Listen, I watch a bird show, but I can't say I'm the biggest fan of birds. Anyways.
Anyway.
All right. All right, next one here. I haven't experienced this one, but Jamie has, so she can speak to it. But Beauty and the Beast sing-along.
So I did this earlier this year, and I'm cool with not ever doing it again.
Was it that bad?
Okay, so it takes like the music from the movie, but it turns the story around like LeFou was the mastermind behind everything. Like, he orchestrated all this stuff. It's like, okay. Honestly, it was a great place to just relax in the AC.
Yeah, that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's a one and done for me, unless our daughter wants to watch it or something.
Okay.
I don't really have anything else to say about it. It's just, I don't know. It is what it is.
Fair enough. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Number three is people are probably gonna get mad. PhilharMagic.
Yeah. This, it's just outdated. It's old. It's very 90s. I don't know. It's just with the music. It's fine. It's fine. It's just I don't choose to go. It's been forever since I've seen the show.
I would do a lot of stuff before I would go to it. It is outdated. And again, it could be really good.
Yeah.
It has a lot of potential. It's just, yeah, it's very 90s and just could just use.
The technology is outdated. And
considering there's other show attractions you can do now that are quite a bit better now, mm-hmm. It's kind of just stayed. I mean, it was definitely higher on the list as years have gone on. It's getting knocked down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
This is in our opinion, at least. So
yes.
Number two, which I don't really know if it'll exist anymore, but as it stands now, Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
I don't think this one's probably coming back.
So this was meant to be a temporary show.
Yeah.
When it opened in 91, 92. It was meant to be a temporary show, and it lasted, you know, almost 30 years.
Quite a ride for a temporary show.
The animation of the, you know, the movie that plays the scenes in the background, it's old, it's rugged. I mean,
it smelled like wet carpet in there.
It smells very musty. Yeah.
Like your grandma's house.
Maybe. The laser thing that makes you feel like you're under the water.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually still like that. But again, lasers from the
90s. What do you have against lasers?
That's fine.
I think more shows should actually use lasers.
Well, all right. I still like the Under the Sea song, the performance. I still like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cute with the puppets and the black light thing. I still like that. But it just needs to be refurbed or just put something different in there. We have a Little Mermaid ride, you know?
Yes.
So maybe we don't need this anymore.
Well, I think you're in good hands because I'm pretty sure this is going away. They haven't said for sure, but I'm pretty certain.
It's on its way out.
Well, a lot of the equipment that was used in that show has found its way. People have tracked it on eBay. It's being sold. Projectors
really?
And speakers and stuff
like
that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, they could be replacing them and whatever, but I would be surprised if this came back. And it's, you know, how it was before COVID. Put it that way.
Okay.
So, and the absolute worst show attraction and the worst thing that Disney has ever done, in my opinion, is Country Bear Jamboree.
That was for you. That was for you.
It's nothing for me. This is just the straight truth. This is a god-awful show. I don't know why anybody... I don't really know. This is one of those things people say they enjoy it. I don't really believe them. I think that people like things to be like... It's like hipsters liking certain things in a way to like just because.
Okay.
Like to be different. Because again,
or it's a nostalgia thing. A lot of it is nostalgia.
It could be nostalgia. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. Now, I
saw this with my family back in the 80s.
I do have a predisposition to a fierce hatred of bears. I will say that.
That doesn't help, does it?
But this show, it's mechanical bears, which you can hear them blinking, by the way.
It's very blinking.
They look half drunk. They blink at you, and they sing their sexual frustrations at you. I just would rather not experience this. At any moment in time, I feel like the eyes are going to glow red and just start, walking around the stage, be like, crap, and then everyone's going to run out of there and country bears are loose.
Some of the lyrics aren't very appropriate for
That show is creepy when you actually pay attention and you watch what they're saying. You're like, wow, this is really inappropriate.
I know, like especially against women, that's for sure.
I mean, it's just a I don't know what else to say. It's terrible. There's a reason I hate this thing.
I know.
And now I will say the country bear interaction with the characters outside, those characters are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Now they're bears, but just saying. But the show itself, I'm good. I'm fine if I never watch this again.
Okay.
I feel like it would actually scare our daughter.
Probably.
I actually think she would, and rightfully so. She'd be like, "Daddy, this is scary." I'd be like, "You are correct. This is
this is scary.
This is the stuff of nightmares, and they put this in a show, and said, let's have families watch it.
That's our worst. That's our worst one.
All right, let's move on to the best.
No shocker from anybody that knows you.
If you listen to the show much, then yeah, you'll know my feelings on that. So
yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the best show attractions. Did anyone end the show on bears? Bit of a bad taste in my mouth. So, all right, we'll go 5-1. So
these are our favorites.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number 5, Carousel of Progress.
So, a caveat to this one. I realize that it's outdated. I realize that. I realize sometimes the animatronics don't work. I realize that sometimes that theater also smells weird. I get it. It's a long show. It's a good nap spot. However, I love it so much. It's like a little piece of World's Fair Walt Disney history.
Yeah.
That got placed into, into our Tomorrowland. So I love it. I've loved it since I was a kid. And this is CTM Faves. So this is our favorite.
Yes.
Not necessarily the best, but our favorite. So I would like to see an update to the last scene because it's the future of the 90s.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But as it is now, I enjoy it very much.
I do too. I agree. I think there was rumors of it, that last scene that's going to be updated. That was before COVID though. So it may still happen.
The song
gets stuck in your head. It's a good song.
It's an awesome song.
I think it's a good, and really too, even if you didn't enjoy the show, it's a fantastic nap spot.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
You can just lay back, take a little, probably
it's like 15-20 minutes.
It's a perfect little cat nap.
Yeah.
I enjoy the show. But there's times especially if you're in the hot sun.
Oh gosh, it feels so good.
And you go
in there
in AC and it's nice and cool. You just take a little nap.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So number 4 we have is the Finding Nemo show over in Animal Kingdom.
Finding Nemo, the musical, I think is what it's called. I've seen this a couple times as a kid, but only once as an adult, actually. Just recently. I think back last August I saw it with the kids and I was very impressed because
it's a good show.
Yeah, because what it is it's like huge like puppet looking things like from Finding Nemo, but the people that are voicing them are holding them. You can see them, you can see their mouths move, like you can see them.
Right.
But they're, performing and they're singing and everything and it's great. They're very talented. The fact that you can see that as you're performing, like I mean, as an adult, obviously I can see both, but like, I think if you're a child, you're not even like seeing the person, you're just seeing the Nemo and the Dory, very colorful, huge theater. So you can see a lot of people, but it's a great show. And I wish it would come back, get more performers to come back, please.
Yeah. I have a video. It'll probably be back sometime soon, but yeah,
I would think so.
It's a good show.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
We saw it with our daughter like 2 years ago.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
I was with you. Don't worry.
Okay. I was wrong about not seeing it as an adult then.
Jamie has an issue with remembering shows that she's seen and hasn't seen and who she's been there with.
Sorry. My bad.
I love you so much. Do we live together? I'm confused.
Are we married?
All right. Number 3 we have is Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. Some people may say this is outdated. I love this show. I think it's a great show. But I do love Indiana Jones.
Okay, that's the thing. That's why I put it as number 3, because I love Indiana Jones. And Raiders is a great movie. And the whole show is like super entertaining.
Yeah,
they do the stunts from the movie from 1981. Like it's, 40 years old at this point. And they haven't updated it since. But the big ball that rolls and it's just very entertaining.
Well, it's unique. Like there's no stunt shows at Disney anymore.
No.
So this is the last one. And I know this show is probably going to get replaced.
I know.
Soon, but it's a good show. It's again, you don't have many, stunt spectaculars anymore in general.
Lights, camera, action. Lights, motors, action. It's gone.
Yes.
That was a stunt show.
That made its way for Galaxy's Edge.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
It sacrificed itself for Galaxy's Edge.
That's okay.
But yeah. So.
But yeah, it is one of my favorites. So.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is most, at least little girls' favorites, and I know our daughter loves it, which is the Frozen Sing-Along. This just it's just a good show.
For the first time in forever, a Frozen sing along. Yes, so we do this most of the time when we go to Hollywood Studios. Every other time,
usually.
I mean, we're really into Frozen now. We didn't do by it. We, I mean she.
We didn't do it last time.
No.
But the time, yeah, most times we go, we do this.
Yeah. It's a wonderful show, and it's a wonderful show because of the historians.
I mean, yeah, it's yeah.
So the format is the historians are coming out. Well, actually, Anna is looking for Elsa. And then the historians come out and tell the story of the Frozen movie, basically. But the historians are hilarious.
And they get some of it wrong.
They get some of it wrong. but their interaction with the audience, with the other characters, Anna and Kristoff, Olaf comes out sometimes.
Yeah.
is really great.
Well, and for a long time, this show was really, I mean, it's made popular a lot because of, if anyone unfamiliar, his name was Equity Bin, who was an actor with Disney that helped to write this show. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. He left. He's no longer works with Disney or anything like that. So, but they've, the last time I saw it, so there's a couple of the females that are really good too, but there's one of the guys that kind of took his role was really good.
Was it the guy with the British accent?
No, this guy was kind of a skinnier guy.
Okay.
But he was actually really good, was legitimately funny. So it's one of those where even though, you know, Equity Bin's no longer doing it, it's still a good show.
It is a great show.
It really is. And kids love it. And
the bubbles at the end.
Yeah. I will say.
Snow, I guess.
It's a little loud.
Okay.
The sound, especially the last, like, the singing part where Elsa comes out. So if your kids are kind of sensitive to loud noises, you might need to, like, you know, plug their ears a little bit or something, because it's just really, really loud toward the end. But
no, it's
well, yeah, it's been we've noticed it before at the because you don't notice till the end when they all sing and it all goes at once. It's just a lot of stuff, but yeah, so it's a fantastic show. So all right, our number one is Festival of the Lion King.
No, we have not yet seen a celebration of the Festival of the Lion King,
which is the updated version from since it's come back from COVID,
right? Yeah. So I can't speak to that. However, the show in its original format is awesome.
It really is, and I'm not a big show person in general, but it is a good show.
It's like circular seating, so everything happens in the middle, and you have like a 360 degree like view of everything. The performers are amazing. The singers are amazing. I love the acrobats.
Yeah.
The girl that does the ribbon or the sheet thing or whatever twists around it. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what that's called, though.
Okay. The guys that are supposed to be the monkeys.
Yes.
Again, I'm naming everything. This is bad. But anyway, I can't wait to see the modified version just to see kind of compare. But just insanely talented people in this show, and it's very entertaining. They have a lot of audience interaction as well, which I love.
I think the updated version doesn't have the audience interaction
as
much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least at the time being, it was a show that could keep your kids' attention.
Very much so.
Yeah.
All the corners bring out, like, an animal.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I haven't watched it yet because I want to be surprised. So, like, I don't know it. But as the original version
had that. Well, that's all we can judge at all. But, yeah.
So that is, you know, that is our favorite show right now. We can't wait to see it again soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's a good list. So again, our worst is Up, Bird Show, Beauty and the Beast Sing Along, PhilharMagic, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, and the terrible, horrible Country Bear Jamboree. they should just take that place and just burn it to the ground. Anyways, and then our best is Carousel Progress, Finding Nemo, Indiana Jones, Stunt Spectacular, Frozen Sing Along, and Festival of the Lion King.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that'll do it for our CDM Faves show attractions. Before we go, I just want to mention, if you would like some of our favorite coffee, get it? Favorite. Then you should check out Expedition Roasters. And if you enjoy fantastic coffee that's subtly flavored with great flavorings like birthday cake, we've got dark rum and coconut with the Groggy Joe. You've got peanut butter cup. There's tons of flavors. My favorite still is New Orleans Praline is still my favorite one. You can go to ctmexpedition.com, and using that link, it'll automatically trigger through magic. It'll save you 15% at checkout, so you don't have to remember any promo codes or anything. Just go to that link, and it'll discount will automatically be supplied. and then they will send you coffee through the mail, and you never have to leave your house to get it.
It's amazing.
Which is kind of the magic of the internet, but still. Mm-hmm. You go to that link, and it works. So again, ctmexpedition.com, and get yourself some fantastic coffee from a fantastic small business. So,
yes. Just want to say that next week we'll have a special episode coming out on Monday where we're going to be talking about the fireworks, the happily ever after fireworks, and kind of how it's either similar or different to what they used to do. Kind of talk about the fireworks in general.
Kind of do like John Madden, where it's like, boom, like talk about the different things, like use a draw.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. And then Thursday's show, we'll be talking about Blizzard Beach. So.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Be sure to check out the website. Go to ctm.show. That'll take you to the website. You can check out the shirts there, but you can also go to ctmshirts.com. If you want to check us out on social media, we're the most active on Instagram. Jamie does a really good job on the stories when we're at the parks as well.
Thank you.
The handle there is @CapTheMagic. It's @CapTheMagic everywhere except for TikTok, which is @CaptureTheMagic. And so we're doing more TikTok stuff as well. But you should also join the Facebook group, Capture Magic Community. And yeah, so I think that'll do it for the show. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Jamie, for joining.
Thank you.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.